So by now you've spent a lot of time learning how to get people into trances in a very conversational sort of way. If you've been doing all the exercise up to this point, you should be a tremendous conversational hypnotist. The question though is, what do you do with these skills? How can you actually do something whilst you have them in trance? Now you need some kind of trance tools, some processes which allow you to create changes inside of people as a part of your conversational inductions. Those will be changes for actual personal development or to motivate them towards some kind of action that will be useful for them or for your interaction. No matter what your profession is, whenever you want to influence another human being on purpose, there can only be two reasons for doing this. It's either to help them overcome some kind of problem or internal block to something, or to motivate them towards a better future, to motivate them to do something to get a better future. In order to be able to do this, I've developed the PCAT formula to overcome problems and the Camilla formula to motivate people and create specific actions that will allow you to help them build a better future. Now, the really good news is that the unconscious mind has a job to do, and part of that job is to help the person survive and thrive in their environment. Which means that if you are genuinely helping someone else to have some kind of win, some kind of positive result inside their life, their unconscious mind is likely to help you along on the same way. So this is where the win-win idea can become a very useful thing and help you become more influential. Now, as we look in these two prance processes, the PCAT formula and the Camilla formula, and the things in between to help make these more powerful, I want you to bear something in mind, and that is, once you've mastered these things, you'll actually forget all about those processes, you'll internalize them, and you'll just turn to normal conversations, and stuff will start slipping out. At this point, it's very useful to keep a little checklist inside your mind. The checklist that I use myself, I call the life checklist. The life checklist is a way for me to ensure that when I'm talking to someone and I'm starting to use conversational hypnosis patterns, that I'm actually maximizing my communication. It allows me to distill all the knowledge that I've put into these CDs into a very simple four-step model. Life stands for language, induction, frames, and emotion. These are the four hearts that make up conversational hypnosis. And you've already covered them. Language you've covered on CD 3 and 6. Inductions you've covered on CD 8, including the 4th stage protocol on CD 1. Frames are covered on CD 10. And emotion have been covered on CD 5. Then you're pretty much bound to have a successful outcome. Remember, these formulas, the PCAT and the Camilla formula, the future memories, the post-hypnotic suggestions, all these things that we'll be doing, will kind of fit in naturally when you get everything else right. Whilst you're talking to people, sometimes it's too complicated to try and think about these big models. So just think, am I using my language well? Am I using language flow? Am I using embedded suggestions? Am I changing my tonality? All these things that you've already learned. Induction. Are you going through some kind of formal or informal induction procedure? Are you going through the 4-stage protocol, in other words, captivating their attention? Are you bypassing the critical factor? Are you activating some kind of unconscious response and moving it towards some kind of outcome that you have in mind? Your frames. Your frames are so important because if you're not setting frames, chances are you don't have an outcome in mind. You don't have a real purpose for communicating. If you don't have a purpose for communicating, chances are you'll communicate rather poorly. So if you keep your frames in mind, you'll know that you're achieving something very specific. And likewise, if you know what you're trying to achieve, what your purpose is, then it becomes very easy to think of frames that you can set in order to achieve that purpose. Finally, we come to emotion. Emotion is the fuel that drives behavior and human interaction. So you must have emotional content to whatever interaction you have or whatever hypnotic processes that you're using. Now, the reason these life checklists is very interesting is because in a very quick way, in a matter of seconds, you can just check on yourself and say, am I using all four things? Language, induction, frames, and emotion. Let's say one day I wake up and I'm a bit emotionally flat for whatever reason. And I'm doing my interactions and somehow something's kind of off. I don't know what it is. So I'm checking. Am I using language? Yes. Did I do an induction? Yes. Do I know what outcome I want? What purpose? Am I setting the right frames? Yes, I am. Am I having any emotional interaction? And suddenly I realize I've built up my own barriers inside. Remember, the key is to go first. In order to set an emotional trigger in someone else and activate their own emotions, you need to go first with your own emotions. So suddenly I've realized I've created a wall inside myself, I'm not going first, hence there's no emotional interaction, and that's probably where the blockage on the interaction is coming from. So the life checklist is a great checklist for you to very quickly analyze what's happening in your interaction and where you might be falling down. So always keep the life formula in the back of your mind as we go through the various trance processes that will help you to get what you want out of the interactions.